The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action.
It's time for the John DePietro Show on News Talk, WNRI, 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
He's a special kind of sentinel.
Mr. DePietro, who is in the eye of the storm.
Suddenly, John DePietro became the story.
Radio talk show host, John DePietro.
All right, here we go. Hey, welcome to the launch time. 12:06 in the Ocean State and Massachusetts and all parts abroad. Good afternoon, one and all. It's Juan. This is the John DePietro Show. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Joe Trillo. It was legitimate. It was difficult. I like Joe. I am so bummed at the events that have taken place. This portion of the program, I'll get into it. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at K&R Auto Salvage. Folks, stop in or call them, actually. K&R Auto Salvage. Karen and her family, 353-9200. Large facility offering used car parts. K&R Auto Salvage. You can depend on K&R. Guaranteed quality. Call them, 353-9200. Located 950 Smithfield Road in North Providence. 80% off retail prices, access to nationwide inventory. Call them for all major car truck parts, and they'll pay the highest price for your junk car. It's K&R Auto Salvage. I want to say good afternoon to everyone watching on Facebook Live, brought to you by EliteWirelessRI.com, EliteWirelessRI.com. If you share with your friends on Facebook, you'll see it on the left-hand side that you're watching it. I will give you a shout-out. I will give you a shout-out, and let's see some thumbs up for people. I have not, because I was so intent with the Trillo interview, I was not fully able to engage with FB Live, but can certainly put some different comments. Folks, we usually do it on Monday, but as a result of the news of yesterday, joining us right now, he is the managing editor for OceanStateCurrent.com, and it is our friend Justin Katz. Good afternoon, Justin.
Good afternoon, John. How's it going?
Very well, Justin. Well, actually, no. I'm very upset over the events of the past 24 hours. I want to talk about it with you. At first blush, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this business that Joe Trillo, and again, I don't hide the fact. I like Joe. I've known him a long time. I think the world of him and his wife and his nice family. But him jumping out, and then now he's just like attacking Cranston Mayor Alan Funk. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this Trillo run for governor as an independent.
Well, the first thought is, you know, here we go again. I mean, the news on the governor Raimondo right now is that the legislature's budget officials are chastising her with the same narrative we've been hearing from the federal government and all the nonsense with Cool and Warmer, UHIP, DCYF. Roadworks, all this stuff, the narrative continues with the governor, and they're saying she's just not showing any urgency about the state's pending inability to pay its bills. And you start to think, well, here's a chance to really unseat an incumbent governor, which hasn't happened in Rhode Island for something like 50, 60 years. And what should come across the desk but our third time that we've got a spoiler looking to jump into the race? You had Ken Block brought us Link Chafee. You have, I would say, Bob Healy brought us Governor Raimondo. And now Joe Trillo seems to be intent on putting his name on that infamous list to get us another term of Governor Raimondo. It's just, I can't find an explanation for it. And I was listening to your interview and watching the comments as well on Facebook. And I missed it and walked away for a second, but it didn't sound like Joe had any real explanation. It just seems like something he wants to do, and it's kind of mind-boggling that we should have to face this issue again.
Well, not only that, but what I also don't understand, and I said it to him, you know, the platform that he is trying to put out, and he wants to talk about issues, and for some reason Joe Trillo is saying, well, I can't run on these issues as a Republican. I mean, that just simply is not the case. As we saw with President Trump, there's many head scratches about the whole Trillo candidacy, even going along, Justin, with this business of you know, on how to work with the people and the Democrats up at the General Assembly. The General Assembly, who has a worse reputation right now in Rhode Island than the General Assembly? I mean, the Republicans last year referred to them as the Mattiello crime family, right, with Freyas and everything else. And we can go through the list of Gallison and Gordon Fox just got out of prison. And then, you know, the problems with Carnevale and some of the other things. I don't understand this element of I can't win the Republican primary. I'm leaving the party and my best chance is I'm going to run as an independent and win. But not only that, what did throw me is, and I don't understand this, is Joe Trillo saying that a lot of people that are supporting him, he doesn't think that they're going to come forward and he's going to keep their names silent. This, I mean, that's a new one to me. That part I don't understand in any way.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what's maybe most concerning about the whole thing. I mean, with Ken Block, when he was a third party, he was moderate. You knew he wasn't a legacy Republican by any stretch. So you could see him going for that, and he seems to have learned that it was a mistake. Bob Healey, that was his thing. You know, he was always the cool moose, and so you could see him doing that. But I haven't seen any evidence from anybody commenting independently or on your Facebook feed or anywhere else suggesting that this is a great idea. You would think to make a big move like this, he would have something already in his pocket to say, this is why I'm making this move and think I can win this way. But there's nothing. It's just kind of I think I can. And there you go. That's all the explanation we're going to get, apparently, at least for now. I mean, the Gaspy Network was saying that people, they've heard from people who gave money to Joe Trillo and actually put stops on their checks because they expected him to run as a Republican. So I'm not hearing any sign that there's a rationale for this. It's almost like you expect to find out that it's some kind of, like we're in a comedy movie or something, where he's got some, like Richard Pryor, where he ran for office to blow a bunch of money. You know, it's almost like you there's this missing piece on what's making this make sense to Joe Trillo, and I'm certainly not seeing it yet.
Well, and a couple other things. I mean, I know from talking to different people, the Raimondo people, the bad news that they have received, that although she has raised $3 million, she's on her way to $4 million, she brought in the campaign consultant who handled O'Malley's race when he had a 38% approval rating. But the Raimondo people, through their best polling, that she cannot get above 44%. And then, from what I understand, a campaign consultant with Raimondo basically told her, you need a three-way race, someone that is going to hurt the Republican. Now, I know there's some people that were saying that Chafee entering as a third party could actually hurt Fung because he still has some Republican roots and he, you know, was the mayor of Warwick. But Chafee has made it very clear that if he runs, he would run as a Democrat. So you're Raimondo and you realize that she, under the best case scenario with the polling they've done, at no point does she come close to 50%. And so no matter how much money they spend or anything, under the best case scenario, she gets 44%. And so what happens suddenly? Now you have a three-way race where Raimondo potentially, if she could get 42%, and even if Fung or Morgan got 40%, then you have the spoiler of a Trillo and them thinking, you know, that'll knock down the Republican by at least 10 points. Maybe Raimondo gets to 42, 44, somewhere in there. But, I mean, I was told by people yesterday that Raimondo people were celebrating, that this is exactly what they needed. And, Justin, and I know Joe didn't kind of like it, but let's keep in mind who we're talking about. Brett Smiley, who is Raimondo's chief of staff. Let's go to August of 2014. And Smiley is either third or fourth. I think Lorna Drain was actually fourth. But Smiley and Olorza were going to lose to Michael Solomon. And Brett Smiley had that famous press conference that he had at Prospect Park in Providence, where he announced not only was he pulling out of the race, but he was throwing his endorsement to Jorge Olorza. As a result of those two, Olorza beat Michael Solomon, who was on his way to win that Democrat primary. And then just as a sheer coincidence, Smiley ends up as the chief of staff. So Smiley does have experience in making political deals.
Oh, yeah. Well, certainly. It'd be quite a revelation to find out that somehow Joe Trillo was being paid off to do something like that. Normally, in these situations, you'd expect he was seeking some sort of the same deal as Smiley got from whoever wound up winning the Republican primary, you know, for getting out and endorsing them. That's normally how it would go, but he's not even just making noises about thinking about running independent. He jumped all in. So it really blows some of the normal ways you think about these things. And I don't see at this point any way to make it stop unless the people, Republicans especially, but anybody who might be a voter, you know, makes it clear to Trillo that he does have a cost here. Whatever legacy he may have could be overwhelmed by this idea that if he gives Governor Raimondo a second term.
I agree with that. And folks, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. We'll speak with Justin Katz, managing editor for OceanStateCurrent.com. It's also Justin. We can't ignore the fact, and I asked Joe Trillo about this. He has made it no secret that he is very friendly with and gets along with Speaker Mattiello. And Mattiello even, at different times, has told members of the media, you know, I can work across the aisle. You know, Joe Trillo and I get along. So their names are common. And then you have where Mattiello has a political consultant, political operative, whatever you want to say, who then also gets hired. And Kathy Gregg digs it up that it was not the head of the party that hired this person. It was, in fact, Brett Smiley that hired this person. So now you have a link of someone who's friendly with Trillo, who happens to work for Mattiello, and recently was just hired by Brett Smiley. And out of nowhere, Trillo announces he's going to run as an independent. And within 5 minutes of me having him on, boom, he's attacking Cranston Mayor Alan Fung before he ever mentions Gina Raimondo's name. I'll tell you, Justin, I mean, we know in politics, deals are cut all the time. There are different people that, and maybe some people, the general public aren't aware, but some people, they float out that they may run just to try to, like, what's in it for me, in order to try to gain something, in order not to run. There's many times when people are going to run for the same office, they meet and kind of like, what's your plan? Is there any way that I could get you, convince you not to run? I mean, that does go on and happen. But this just seems so out of the blue that that's why yesterday, and I know Joe didn't like it, but I mean, my email and people texting me, everyone is claiming that there's some kind of a deal in the works that would get Trillo to jump and run independent.
It seems like there must be, just because there's no other explanation. But by the way, all the bits of evidence you raised, throw into there that Speaker Mattiello was sort of overtly and deliberately seen with Link Chafee having lunch and just catching up old pals.
Good point.
Yes,
there's definitely
that sort of gamesmanship going on. From the perspective of the people, though, that's really not how we want to get to. How we want to get to our governor, and we've learned over the course of two governors now what happens when our world works that way, and so real people really ought to hope that this can come down to a two-person race, not because, you know, that's just the way it's always done, but because that's how our system works, where you get to make an overt statement. You get to say, for example, Governor Raimondo, you were terrible, so we're going with the alternative, or vice versa. We don't trust, you know, Alan Fung or Patricia Morgan or whoever may win the primary. You know, I'm out of luck. I wrote this morning about how Trillo might have looked at the primary race, and we've discussed before how he doesn't really have a lane. You know, you've got Fung, who has the executive experience, is a bit considered to be a bit more moderate of a Republican. He ran against Raimondo and very well may have won had it not been for Bob Healey. So that's his lane. And you've got Patricia Morgan, who's more of a legislative firebrand, as pulling Fung to the right a bit. That she's already got that lane. And then, you know, where does Joe Trillo fit in that? He's not even a legislator anymore. So he could have, in a normal explanation, you would say, well, he just saw he didn't have anywhere to go. But he hasn't presented any information that an independent is actually plausible for him to win. You know, you search that he can, but it's sort of like when you have a fundraiser as a nonprofit. You know, you want to make sure you have your good portion of the way to your goal before you announce that you have a goal. And we haven't heard anything like that from Trillo. So that, it certainly opens up the sense that there must be some kind of, you know, I don't want to say conspiracy, but some kind of scheming going on in the background that this is just part of. And if that's the case, I can't come up with a scenario in which it's a positive thing to think about Joe Trillo.
No. You know, you raised a really good point, and that is when Chafee and Mattiello had lunch, and maybe some people, folks, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. We're speaking with Justin Katz, managing editor, OceanStateCurrent.com. What people need to understand is there were a lot of places they could have had lunch if they actually wanted privacy. You know, they could have been at the Hope Club or, you know, somewhere where they'd get less attention. When Mattiello had lunch with Chafee at the old canteen, he was sending a statement to Raimondo, you know, that maybe he would somehow, you know, they were sending a statement that, you know, that Chafee maybe potentially could be viable, and it's done in that way. And as much as Joe Trillo was saying, well, you know, Chafee won as an independent. Chafee, as I said, I mean, the family legacy, he had the recognition of the father. He had been the mayor of Warwick. He had been a U.S. senator. And he won in a very fluke four-way election, getting 36% of the vote. And the whole trust Chafee thing, that worked. A lot of people don't know Joe Trillo, and now that he leaves the Trump supporters, and no matter how you say it, he's leaving the Trump supporters, and then you don't have the Republican Party, you're a guy that he didn't run for re-election last time around, so his last election was 2014. He's just a guy that was a Republican legislator from Warwick. How you turn that into getting 35-40% of the vote is just beyond me. I'm going to ask Justin to hold on just for a moment, and we're going to come back and speak more with Justin Katz. And then, folks, I know some people want to weigh in. We will take your phone calls at 766-1380. It's coming up in just a little bit. You can email me, john@depietro.com, john@depietro.com. And remember, find me on both Facebook and Twitter. It's John DePietro Show. On both Facebook and Twitter. Folks, I want to remind you, the heating season, without question, is here. You want to call JKL Engineering. Call them today, JKL, licensed in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. They can design and install a natural gas, high-efficiency carrier Infinity system. They're energy efficient, they're quiet, they're more affordable than you think. No gas, guess what? No problem. Let JKL Engineering design and install a high efficiency heat pump system, including ductless splits. Heats in the winter, cools in the summer. These units are so efficient, it can reduce your oil bill by as much as 90%, and they have the highest rebates in the market. Call JKL Engineering today. Folks, they are the best. Now listen, as you know, it's going to get cold this weekend. Call JKL for a system replacement, oil to gas, heat pump. Estimates are free. Financing is available for both residential and commercial. Call JKL Engineering at 351-7600, 351-7600. JKL Engineering, they do it right the first time, online at jkl.eng.com, JKL Engineering. But call them right now for a free estimate at 351-7600. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. Stay with us. A lot more with Justin Katz. It's all ahead on the John DePietro Show.
Trinity Health and Rehabilitation Center in Woonsocket wishes all a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Trinity is pleased to announce the opening of the newest and most state-of-the-art rehab center in Woonsocket and the Blackstone Valley. Whether long-term or recuperating from a hospital procedure, you can count on Trinity for the accommodations, therapies, and certified specialists you require after joint replacement, stroke, wound, or sports injury. Trinity Health and Rehabilitation, 4 St. Joseph Street, Woonsocket, dedicated to hope, healing, and speedy recovery.
Hey, remember the Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England, New England's largest kitchen and bath design showroom. They are the best. Have you been thinking about redoing your kitchen? Call my friends Joe and Eddie, the dream team at the Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England. New England's largest kitchen and bath design showroom. You want to talk about a work of art? This is like what the pyramids, you know, you look at the pyramids, how they were built. How about an 8,000 brand new brand new square foot, 8,000 square foot showroom, and they have over 100 different kitchen designs. It's the Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England. They're the best. I should know. I met with everyone, and then I chose the dream team, Joe and Eddie, at the Kitchen and Countertop Center. Call right now and schedule your free in-home consultation at 736-0001. Located 125 Essen Avenue in Pawtucket. They're right off of 95. It's the Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England. Now, they were located above that Thurber's Avenue curve. They're out of Providence. Now they're in Pawtucket, right off of 95. It's the Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England. The kitchen is a great investment in your home. It's a room you use probably more than any other room. Plus, they do kitchens and bathrooms, by the way. The Kitchen and Countertop Center. Here's what I would like you to do. At least call them for the free estimate, free in-home consultation. Let them come into your home, your domicile, your place of business, and let's dream. For Christ's sake, it's Chris. Let's dream together and see what they can do for you. Give them a call right now, 736-0001, 736-0001 for the Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England. All right, and we're back on this Wednesday. Good afternoon, it's Indy. It's Juan, it's John DePietro. Here I am, it's the John DePietro Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Folks, no softballs here. You heard the Trillo interview. Jeff Gamache will have it podcast later on. Or it's on Hello to Everybody on Facebook Live, brought to you by EliteWirelessRI.com. But right now, we normally do Political Monday, but we're talking with Justin Katz, managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. You know, Justin, as I was saying, it's hard to get away from the fact that you have the Raimondo consultant telling her, you know, you cannot win in a head-to-head matchup. You there's no way, there's been no poll. She won with 40% of the vote. Her approval rating has been below that. There's a lot of ammunition to go after her with, whether it be the UHIP mess, the whole thing of the cranes in the sky, just the fact that the public really has not warmed up to her, and then some other problems. And then just as they're telling her, you know, If it's a head-to-head matchup against a Republican, and Alan Fung came very close, I mean, it was 40-36, and then Healy got 22% of the vote, that she's looking that she would lose, and then out of nowhere, Trillo jumps independent, and now suddenly, if this all happens, by the way, we still have a long way to go, but if this happens, that now you'd have a three-way race, and the Raimondo people yesterday were celebrating like we're going to get four more years.
Yeah, well, and keep in mind, too, the talk during the primaries and for the presidency, the GOP primaries, a lot of people speculated and even now wonder if there was some of the actual Russian collusion story had to do with the Clinton camp kind of liking, and the mainstream media, naturally, promoting Donald Trump as this guy who couldn't possibly win. So that could have been their strategy in doing that. Of course, he burned them if that was what they were trying to do. So that it's not in those circles where certainly Raimondo's campaign advisor has run. That's not an implausible theory. The question becomes if Joe Trillo can repeat Donald Trump's reversal of that. I tend to think not. Donald Trump was a famous celebrity, so he obviously had some sort of a magnetism or attraction that if Joe Trillo had, he'd be, you know, a top TV star right now in Rhode Island or something like that.
Well, he did have the TV show Trillo Talks. I'm not sure if that's still on the air, but he had a long time TV show Trillo Talks. But you know what else, Justin, is, and I did say this in everything I said to Joe Trillo, I wanted to get out, and that is the everything he lays out of why he jumped independent, you know, you can't win with this message and you can't win like this. What, to me, what kills his whole argument is Trump was in an 18-way Republican primary and he did not jump out independent as many people were claiming he would. And he won the Republican primary. by doing that, by getting Democrats and independents to vote for him, you have Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, the most popular governor in the country, Republican in Massachusetts. And then in Rhode Island, you have Warwick Mayor Avedisian, Cranston Mayor Alan Fung. And the only way that both of them have been successful, and the same way Baker has been successful, is because they convince and they have support of Democrat voters and independent voters. So the problem with Joe Trillo's argument is there are people that have proven that wrong and that, in fact, are holding office right now.
Yeah, well, and not only that, I mean, that's the sort of moderate New England Republican approach. But even if you look at President Trump, the way he came to the front, apart from, you know, personality and being somewhat of a comedian in action there, part of his appeal was he articulated very popular policies, such as with immigration, that the sort of more mainstream candidates just wouldn't touch for whatever reason. And that may be part of Trillo's problem in a Republican primary, is because he probably can't get very far to the right of certainly Patricia Morgan. And Alan Fung isn't even all that moderate on some of those sorts of immigration, those sorts of issues. So he might have, the Trump option there isn't really open to him in that way. But then if you think of the Trump supporting audience, whether they're independent, Republican, or even Democrat in Rhode Island, this is an audience right now that is watching nationally, as it looks a lot like the Mueller probe and the FBI before the Mueller probe were really putting thumbs on the scale in a conspiracy kind of a way. And so if there's that whiff around Trillo's conversion to independent, that's going to hurt him in that crowd. So he doesn't have the moderates. He can't really get to the right of either the Republicans, and just the people who are constitutionally, angry and feeling contrarian may sour on him just for the way he's doing this and the impression that it makes. So it's really hard to see a path forward for him unless he comes up with some evidence in a very, very near future.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And not only that, when you think about it, the Fung people, Trillo out of the Republican primary, in one way does help them, because it would not drag Alan Fung to the right. He could remain, you know, in the city of Cranston. He does get a lot of support from Democrats and independents. And, you know, Trillo definitely could have, you know, brought the primary right a little bit. I know that back in 2014, when Cranston Mayor Alan Fung said he's in favor of a right-to-work state, that brought a lot of the disgruntled union people, instead of into the Fung camp, it brought them into the Healy camp. So whether or not it's Patricia Morgan or Alan Fung, who I think are both seen as more moderate Republicans as opposed to highly conservative, I think it does help them in that way. But I'll tell you, an interesting figure with this whole thing, and folks, again, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. We're speaking with Justin Katz, managing editor, OceanStateCurrent.com. We're going to let him go in just a moment. But I think the presence of the speaker, Speaker Mattiello, continues to be a fascinating figure in this whole thing, because to me, as far as the stadium and other developments, he has shown that he does not back down. He doesn't cave to pressure. He's far stronger than Gordon Fox ever was. He many times seems to be ahead of the curve with the Raimondo stuff. You know, Mattiello said, I don't think these people should have to pay, you know, the money if they're a day late or whatever with their registering their car. And then Raimondo kind of caved to that. You have Mattiello, very clear. There was a very hostile meeting between Larry Lucchino, I think Dr. Charles Steinberg, the Mattiello people, and Mattiello just would not budge on the stadium deal, and it, you know, things got pretty ugly. And there you're exactly right. You have him having lunch at the canteen with, old canteen with Link Chafee, and now his friend, Joe Trillo, announces that he's going to run as an independent, which kind of gives Trillo the ability to, if he chooses to, take shots at both Fung and Raimondo. So, you know, the Mattiello influence, again, a lot of this stuff, as we know, is under the surface, but he's got his hands out in a lot of different places, so to speak.
Well, he does, and that'll be, I mean, it's fun to think about, and it creates some opportunity to look for evidence of the theory. So Mattiello was seen deliberately with Link Chafee, which is sort of a sign to the governor, hey, we could pull this trigger on you. And then maybe the Raimondo camp responded to Mattiello with something that he was interested in, and so that flipped, and now he's playing the Trillo card instead of the Chafee card, and that helps Raimondo. So it'll be interesting to watch, see what maybe happens politically, and it might be very subtle or indirect. I know the more conservative Democrats, such as Mattiello, are concerned about the uprising of progressives. So if Raimondo starts to do something that affects progressive candidates for General Assembly in a negative way, that might be some evidence that there's some kind of deal-making going on behind all of this, which makes it definitely for great political theater. Hopefully it doesn't destroy our actual government too much over the next 4 years. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see on that one.
You know what else I wanted to point out is, as much as they don't like it, what the general public needs to know is there's all kinds of political deals that are out there. There's someone that there are sometimes people that they claim they may run for an office, but it's really because they want something, and that's a way to get someone's attention. And at different times, you also have to wait and see if, in fact, someone actually runs. I mean, the filing deadline, as you and I know, it's really not till June. Then July, you have to get the signatures in, the whole deal. If you go back to 2010, then Attorney General Patrick Lynch, who was term limited out, but he even took part in a debate at the PPAC that he was, in fact, going to challenge then Democrat General Treasurer Frank Caprio. I mean, Lynch was part of the debate, and at the final ninth hour, when he had to make a decision, Patrick Lynch announced he was not going to, you know, run. So Frank Caprio actually had the clear path, and he didn't have a primary in 2010 for the Democrat nomination to be the candidate. So my point is, we're talking about this in December, but you know, let's see who actually is really in the race come July, because there's still a lot of time. You know, Lynch also pulled the ultimate. He was still collecting money, still having fundraisers, and I think to this day he still has somewhere between $300,000 and $400,000 in a campaign account that he just never, either the people said they didn't have to give the money back or whatever, but that he just holds in a campaign.
Oh, yeah. Well, those are all certainly the more ordinary things you expect to see, where people run in a primary to gain some kind of advantage, whether it's name recognition or raise money for a future race or a leverage against other politicians. This one's a little bit puzzling in that regard, which is part of what makes it so interesting.
Yeah. No, I agree. And also, I know that, and we'll leave it at this, but I know Joe Trillo, who we spoke to folks last hour, is saying this doesn't in any way change. You know, he's still a supporter of President Trump and everything else. But I'm telling you, as recently as 2 weeks ago, people were telling me, oh, you know, President Trump may come in and get involved in the primary for governor on Joe Trillo's support. I didn't think that was going to happen because, number one, the White House has a lot of other things to worry about. Number two, you know, look at what happened in Alabama. He backed the candidate and then Judge Moore won. So I don't know about that. It is interesting, Justin, that, you know, President Trump, let's face it, has certainly taken on some water, constantly under attack. And although Joe Trillo was the chairman of the Rhode Island campaign, seemingly nothing has panned out from that. You know, Senator Scott Brown of New Hampshire, he's now the ambassador to New Zealand. We haven't seen anybody appointed the U.S. attorney in Rhode Island. I saw Peter Neroni yesterday, who's immediately they knocked out of office, and he's running for attorney general. But if you're a Trump supporter and you're early on, you know, the check is still in the mail. You're still waiting. There's still a lot of people waiting to see, why did I campaign? Why did I do all those things? Maybe Trillo just felt, I didn't get anything out of the Trump thing. Certainly not an ambassador anywhere, the way Paolino then was the ambassador to Malta. And, you know, the hell with it. It's just not panning out, and I might as well just kind of go this route. I'll give you the final word, but it is definitely, I agree with you, it is very puzzling. I go back to the Smiley situation with Elorza. When that happened, both of them swore there was no deal. And I remember that very vividly. Dan McGowan broke the story, and Smiley's out. They had the joint press conference. I remember the CNC people saying, there's a deal, there's a deal. Smiley and Alorza both swore there was no deal. And then suddenly, Alorza beats Michael Solomon in the primary, beats CNC and Dan, and Harrop in the general, and then Smiley is the chief of staff to Alorza. So, final word. As much as they always say there's no deal, it's hard to believe that.
Right. And one thing I'd point out about the President Trump angle, he didn't have to go this way, but he is very much part of the discussion as a Republican in the Republican national scene, the president is. And in that regard, one expects he'll probably be looking to knock off another Democrat governor, just for the way that looks and appears and seems to create coattails for him. So you would think he'd be much less inclined now than he might have been right after the campaign to back an independent over a governor who can actually win the state, a Republican who can actually win a state, which would just gain credibility for Trump in the long run. So that angle, unless Trillo is trying to get in there and get some national office as a way of getting out of the way of the Republican, I guess that's possible. But yeah, we're just going to have to wait and see who makes the next moves on this one.
It could be. I mean, again, my phone was going, blowing up yesterday afternoon into the night, people saying he's playing let's make a deal. You know, if this is going to force the Trump people to do something, or if this is going to be force the Fung people or the Republican Party to do something. I mean, I don't know. It's tough. You want to take Joe at his word. I know he wants to talk about his platform, but the whole thing does seem a little odd. Folks, he is the managing editor for OceanStateCurrent.com. It's Justin Katz. Hey, Justin, thank you for your flexibility this week, and we'll talk to you again.
Oh, thank you, John. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Folks, there he is, Justin Katz, managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com, and that segment brought to you by our friends at Overhead Door Garage Headquarters. Your garage door authority is Overhead Door. With that, here's a little Christmas music. Folks, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. Phone lines are open to you, by the way, 766-1380. What's that? You don't have your Christmas tree yet? Or your wreath? Well, good news. PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. They have the best selection of Christmas trees and wreaths in Rhode Island. PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center, Rhode Island's number one garden center, located Quaker Lane in North Kingstown. It's Steve, it's Debbie, it's Junior, it's Byron. It's PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. You can call them at 295-4399. Now, they're easy to get to. They're right off of Route 4, Quaker Lane in North Kingstown. You'll see their beautiful display. They are right next door to Allie's Tack Shop. They're diagonally across from Allie's Donuts. It's PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. Christmas trees, 3 feet tall to 14 feet tall. Fraser balsam, cut and live trees, kissing balls, white pine roping, hanging pots, bunched greens for all your decorating needs. Decorative pots from 4-inch to 12-inch for all your outdoor displays. Customized homemade wreaths. If you can think of it, they can make it. And all decorations are handmade and high quality. They're just beautiful, folks. All you need to do is pick your tree, they'll bale it, give it a fresh cut, tidy a car, and away you go. And remember, it's always a Christmas tree. You hear that, Chafee? It's not a holiday tree. At PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. That is exactly right. Governor Gump won't go there.
I don't make anybody happy.
That's right. It's always a Christmas tree. Listen, stop in and see them. They're the best. Rhode Island's number one garden center. The finest quality of Christmas trees and wreaths are waiting for you. PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. Quaker Lane in North Kingstown. It's worth the ride. They're open until 7 o'clock between now and Christmas, so you can stop in after work. 295-4399. Well, folks, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. We'll take some of your phone calls at 766-1380. 766-1380. You can send me an email. It's john@depietro.com. john@depietro.com. Follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at John DePietro Show, and check out the posting. You know, I did feel bad about it, but I did post it, folks, because my loyalty is to you. But you can read about it at DePietro.com, DePetro.com, the official website of The Independent Man, where we have the headline, Is Trillo a Traitor? Say It Ain't So Joe, Trader Joe. That is, I mean, people absolutely went ballistic yesterday saying that Joe Trillo, who we spoke to earlier, who I've known for a long time, and again, I have a lot of respect for Joe. I genuinely like him, respect him. He's got a beautiful family. I love him and his wife. But there is no other way to look at this but his decision to jump out and run independent. There's just no other way to look at this and interpret it other than it really helps Governor Raimondo at this point. It does. She cannot. The governor cannot get to 50%. She needed someone to cut into whoever the Republican may be, whether it's Cranston Mayor Alan Fung or Representative Patricia Morgan, or at the time we thought Joe Trillo. She needed someone to run because she can't. She needs to find a way to win with around, best case scenario, somewhere in the vicinity of like 42%. And they may have found that now. They may have found that if that pans out in some way. Now, I want to be very clear. Is there any... It's all speculation, folks. A lot of these deals that are made, you never know till afterwards. You never know until after the fact whether or not there was, because then who knows? If someone's not in office, they can't. It can't happen that way. Several years ago, there was someone that supposedly made a deal to get someone out of a primary, and a lot of things were promised, and what happened? The person lost. So then there was no deal. The deal was worthless. So it's also, as we saw with Smiley and Alorza, as much as they can insist, oh, no, there's no deal. Nope, no deal at all. Smiley, Brett Smiley, it was then the chief of staff for Jorge Alorza. So we've seen this in the past. We've seen many times people meeting, you know, what could we do? Let's cut a deal, da-da-da, like that type of thing. It's unfortunately part of the process. And I know Joe Trillo didn't like me asking him about it, but everybody is saying it. I mean, my phone and Twitter and everywhere is exploding with people claiming that there is some kind of deal with the Raimondo team and with Trillo. And when you have someone like Smiley who has experience with that, and then they hire someone who's friendly with Trillo, who also happens to work for the speaker, again, I don't know. But I can see where there's speculation on something like that, because we've seen it in the past. We have. 766-1380. Good afternoon. You're on the John DePietro Show. Hello.
Hi, John. It's Mr. Freitas.
Hello there, Tony. Now, Tony, I want you to hold on one moment, because we're going to come to Tony in just a moment. I want to give him enough time. And, folks, the phone lines are open to you as well, 766-1380. But I want to remind you, for the cleanest drinking water possible, call our friends at Water Filter Company, 294-2400, 294-2400, Water Filter Company. You've heard the news. University of Rhode Island is doing a study of drinking water. Brown University, Department of Health, what are they studying? The quality of Rhode Island drinking water. Folks, don't take any chances. Call Steve and Alice at Water Filter Company. Bottled water is an unregulated industry. And I also want to remind you that, and this is unfortunate, but the Department of Health, they do talk about an acceptable level of contamination in drinking water. Acceptable level of contamination. I think it's outrageous. Call Water Filter Company today. Free consultation, 294-2400, 294-2400. They're located right in North Kingstown. You see their sign right off of Route 4 in Burrville. If you're listening in Burrville this afternoon, maybe on 95.1 FM or maybe on AM 1380, you've had problems with your drinking water. You have people in Massachusetts that were told. How about somebody goes take a shower? It's brown water coming out. Folks, what's in your tap water? Call Water Filter Company today, 294-2400. It takes them 10 minutes to install a water filter for your home. Water Filter Company, 294-2400. All right, there he is. Let's go to our friend checking in. It's Agent Tony Freitas. Good afternoon, Tony.
Hi, John. Good afternoon. I happened to just get into the car, so I heard you, so I decided to call of course, I know about Joe Trillo. I already had, I believe I had told you and other people that this was going to happen. And he made a deal on a three-way race over here. You got to remember, when he was a member at the State House, he was calling Democrats a bunch of thieves, a bunch of this, a bunch of that. While he was making a deal with heads of the Democratic Party over there to get his stepdaughter a job as a judge in the criminal court, which she did get the job. So he made a deal, okay? I know the politician he made the deal with. So he is a scumbag. Those are the words. The reason I'm calling him those words is because when I got CNC years ago, he told somebody I was a scumbag for getting CNC. Then I find out he was in cahoots with CNC. So I let it go all these years. That I only find out that with the things he said that goes back then against me. So he, in my eyes, he's a crook, he's a thief. He what he did for Trump, he did that in order to get a job as an ambassador to another country. He wanted to be an ambassador to Italy. Well, that didn't work. So I don't think Trump is giving him the right time of the day. This is what I think about Joe Trillo.
All right, now, Tony, I want to jump in. I mean, there has been, he does have a stepdaughter who, in fact, I believe she was named as some kind of magistrate. So I believe that is true, but I just want to be cautious about when we call someone a thief and a crook, because there's never been any type of anything of substance allegation as far as that he's been involved with any type of wrongdoing in that matter, the way we talk about that there are some people that are thieves and crooks. I just want to be very clear. I didn't know that he had some kind of relationship with CNC, but you are not surprised that he's going to run third party.
No, I know that was coming. That's the thing, okay? And the reason, I liked Joe years ago, but he was always called to me. Right after CNC, he was called to me. He chose not to talk to me. And then he went on with other things that I'm being nice about it. And so he's not a nice person for what I know about him.
Okay? Well, it's certainly, Tony, and you're someone that follows politics, without question, this certainly seems that this would benefit Governor Raimondo. Alan Fung released a poll that showed Fung at 45, Patricia Morgan at 25, and Joe Trillo at 10, and now all of a sudden he jumps out independent. With him running, I'm curious how high a percentage you think independent candidate for Governor Joe Trillo could end up getting?
He will be lucky if he gets 12%, but it doesn't matter.
That's still high, though. That's high if he gets 12%.
Even if he's there, the way things are going for the governor, the ratings are so low, you got to understand, a lot of women do not like the governor.
That's true.
If a woman do not like you and you're a woman, you're doomed.
That is true. But you need someone to beat someone with someone. And we are starting to see, Tony, because of the success of Massachusetts, some of that does then seep downhill to Rhode Island. And as long as the market remains strong and business starts to get better, if Governor Raimondo can continue to try to attract some jobs, she at least, and now having Trillo as like an attack dog against the Republican, either Representative Patricia Morgan or Alan Fung, that certainly helps her chances. But she, from what we understand, she has been told she cannot win in a head-to-head matchup against a Republican. She needed a third-party candidate to come in, and now all of a sudden, boom, Trillo's running independent and attacking Cranston Mayor Alan Fung.
Right. I know this was coming up. A friend of mine, last night called me, knows you very well, and he told me. He said, you told me this was going to happen a long time ago. I said, yes, I already know that was going to happen. It's very unfortunate. What we need new laws that we should have only two politicians run against each other in November for the election, the mean election.
I agree with you, Tony. We do need, I'm going to hold it there, but we do need, I would support that. Thank you, folks. The great Tony Freddie. I would support some part of a runoff or something, because this is crazy, because then, you know, we're going to have what we had a couple of years ago, which is then someone just ends up winning and well below. But I don't know. I'm still just disappointed. The thought, and I want to be very clear, that, you know, I don't know. I don't agree with everything Tony said. I've known Joe Trillo quite a long time. He's always, to me, fighting for the people up there and fighting against special interests and fighting against the unions. But the thought of Gina Raimondo getting four more years and them pulling some kind of a fast one like this, it makes me ill. It really does.
It's where you live, a New England home.
That's right.
Give it a look, that's all its own. Garage Headquarters, 877-62 Garage.
Well, folks, there has to be a leader, and there is. For your garage door, call them today, 877-62-GARAGE, or go online, garageheadquarters.com, and ask your Garage Headquarters rep, say, how do I select a garage door that matches the architecture of my home? Well, with the DoorView software imaging tool, no guesswork, easy, fun, change the look of your home by having the Garage Headquarters team give you visuals of what your house would look like with different door styles. Call them today. An investment-grade door from the original, from the best, Garage Headquarters, 877-62-GARAGE.
Garage Headquarters, 877-62-GARAGE.
And let's be clear. This is about more doors, more selection, best door price value. When you have better technicians, more warehouses, more trucks on the road than any other company in Rhode Island or southeastern Mass. And when you want a door that matches the architecture of your home, when you need the garage door service for your home or business, don't waste your time with the big box stores that are overpriced and use subcontractors. Call the certified professionals today. Since 1973, Team Grace, 877-62-GARAGE, 877-62-GARAGE.
Garage Headquarters, 877-62-GARAGE.
John DePietro, this is the John DePietro Show, 766-1380.
Trinity Health and Rehabilitation Center in Woonsocket wishes all a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Trinity is pleased to announce the opening of the newest and most state-of-the-art rehab center in Woonsocket and the Blackstone Valley. Whether long-term or recuperating from a hospital procedure, you can count on Trinity for the accommodations, therapies, and certified specialists you require after joint replacement, stroke, wound, or sports injury. Trinity Health and Rehabilitation, 4 St. Joseph Street, Woonsocket, dedicated to hope, healing, and speedy recovery.
Folks, remember our friends, K&R Auto Salvage. Call them today. Family-run business. 353-9200. 353-9200. It's Karen and her family, K&R Auto Salvage. They're located 950 Smithfield Road in North Providence. Go with the leader. Go with the best. They offer 80% off retail prices, access to nationwide inventory. K&R will pay you the highest price for your junk car. Call them for all major car or truck parts. You can rely on K&R Auto Salvage with access to nationwide inventory. Call them today, 353-9200. K&R, your choice for wholesale used auto parts. Located 950 Smithfield Road in North Providence. They're right off of Mineral Spring Avenue. Call them today. 80% off retail prices. They'll pay you the highest price for your junk car. Call K&R Auto Salvage, 353-9200, 353-9200. It's John DePietro. Stay with us. The Power Hour is next. I want to talk to you, 766-1380. It's the Independent Man. Stay with us on this Wednesday.
Season's greetings.
WNRI and W236CW Woonsocket, 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.